Ciao.
Phenomenally.
That's right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks. This is something I'm ultra excited about. Welcome into a special episode, vintage Notre Dame Letterman's Jacket Reveal Edition of Yowei's Irish Show. I'm pumped. We've never done anything like this, but we're doing it and we're going to have fun with it. Thanks for being here. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Notifications on. That way you're alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Twitter. Search bar. Always Irish. Rat. Always Irish Inc. Emails. Always Irish. Andy at gmail.com. Audio only. Anywhere you want it. You can get it. The call-in lines. 312-988-15. You dial it up. Tell Johnny all you've heard and seen. Instagram. Facebook. Always Irish Inc. Read about it all. USA Today. Fighting Irish Wire. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former captain, leading tackler, Mike Goolsby, and myself breaking it all down behind the paywall. What could go wrong? Thanks to everybody that's joined. We're having a good time over there. All right. I'm excited for this. Welcome in. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks. I'm glad you're here. This is a very different kind of episode. Never done one like this before, but I hope you enjoy it. So if you know me personally or know me through this show for any decent amount of time, you'll know that I love vintage Notre Dame collectible stuff. I like the old stuff, shirts, hats, jackets, posters, whatever it is. I always look for the unique stuff, the vintage stuff. For a couple main reasons. Number one is I want to be different. Like, let's be honest about it. My brand is different. I brand myself in this niche as being a little different than the way most people do things. I like being different. So I don't want to be on campus and 40,000 other people have the same shirt I have on. And I don't like that. I like standing out and being different, if you haven't noticed yet. But here's number two. Here's number two. And maybe this makes sense to you. Maybe it doesn't. Some of you might just go, oh, it's just a shirt or jacket. Relax. It's not the way I'm wired. Follow me. I like vintage Notre Dame stuff because it's winner's gear, not loser's gear. That's a big deal to me. And you could say that makes no sense. It's just a shirt. And if it says Notre Dame on it and it's from the 40s or the 70s, it's no different than if it's from the 90s. The material's just not as old. It's different to me in my mind, in my heart, my Notre Dame Irish little soul. It's different to me. I like vintage Notre Dame stuff because it makes me feel like when we used to win. So, with that backdrop, a couple days ago, I get a big package in the mail. A big brown box ends up on the patio. The package is from Jack Sacco. Some of you already know Jack from my inner circle with the podcast, and he's very active on Twitter. Many of you in the inner circle here that have been around and helped me do certain things, you know Jack. For those of you that don't, Jack's a 78 Notre Dame grad, an accomplished, world-renowned producer, composer, a Pulitzer Prize nominated and Amazon best-selling author of the book about his dad, Joe's time in World War II, Where the Birds Never Sing, which I highly recommend to all of you. A great World War II book from a Notre Dame guy. Jack's a big shot. You know, Jack's a guy who does a lot of stuff around Notre Dame, for Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, has all of his own stuff cooking. Jack's that dude. Jack's that dude. So Jack and I connected through my show way back in the early days. No video even. It was back in the old days where I just yelled and you heard me bang the counter, but there was no video. And somehow Jack found those early episodes, reached out to me, and we've been very, very close friends ever since, bonded through our love of Notre Dame. And I don't want to speak for Jack, but I feel like he gravitated to me because I'm an old Notre Dame soul for 39 years old. He knows how much I value the old days and talking about old Leahy stories and records and era. And Jack is a Notre Dame football historian. So we have a great dynamic here, him and I. We had Notre Dame for a couple days, talked to me, have a few meetings, run around on the field. We've gone to games together, all that kind of stuff. We've had a great time in the last few years. And again, none of this would happen if I didn't just decide one day to hit record and start yelling about Brian Kelly. All these friends, business relationships, personal relationships, friend, none of that would happen if I didn't do this. A lot of these people I met from this show are now my real life closest friends. And I mean that. I mean that. So that's the backstory. So then Jack sends me this box. And what's in it is a vintage 1977 to 78 Notre Dame Letterman's jacket. That was Jack's when he graduated in 78 and his father used to wear prior to his passing. Turns out the jacket didn't fit Jack anymore. It's been hanging up in a closet in Alabama with its last public appearance being at the 1990 Notre Dame at Tennessee game. That's a long time for that baby to sit. Rather than let it sit forever, Jack sent it to me to wear for always Irish activities as it doesn't fit him right anymore and it's just been collecting dust. He wanted that thing to see the light of day and to go to somebody he knows would value what it meant. Not just as something to wear, but what it represents. And he knows that I have those values and I take it very, very seriously. So rather than let it sit forever, Jack sent it to me to wear for always Irish activities. And I got to tell you guys, it means the world to me to be able to keep this family heirloom going. I've never seen one like it online. I've never seen one like it on campus at a game. I have never seen another jacket exactly like this one. Let's get into it. I'm excited. I want to show you guys it. And it comes with some extra goodies too. Check it out. This is what we're working with. So check this out. We got the big, the old vintage Irish here on the front. And it's the fully worn, like this is not fake. This is, you know, the embroidery sewn on, the old school Irish. Check out the back. I love the back. Check it. You got your big old school Notre Dame. You know I like the lines. A lot of my vintage stuff has the lines. So let's put it on and take a look. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, look at it. It's beautiful. Oh, just look at the sham. Oh, unbelievable. Okay, first things first. Let's be honest. Fits me like a glove. I don't have a big torso. I got long, weird arms. It fits them just about perfect. Buttons up, not too, look at the interior too. We got the gold liner here that doesn't come stock. That's what Notre Dame adds when they get these custom made. The gold liner, look at that. Jack signed the inside of it when he got it, 1978. So we have, let me show you, there it is. We got the signature here on the inside of it. Here's a couple things that I notice. Number one is, the feel is amazing. These are the good old days where they used to make stuff of high quality leather and fabric. It feels absolutely perfect. Not too cold, not too warm, like not too thick, not too thin, just about perfect. The fabric is high quality. You could just the leather, there's nothing wrong with the leather. It's perfect. This silky interior and then the wool, it's just a perfect, comfortable blend. On the tag, it says made in Chicago on the neck tag, which is just beautiful, right up my alley, you know, being a Chicago area guy. Here's the two things that really get me, though. I don't know how else to describe this. This jacket smells like winning. I don't know any other way to say it. This jacket reeks of winning. And I understand since it was sitting around for 30 years, Jack sent it off to get it professionally cleaned and done up. It arrives and it still has that vintage smell to it. Like, you know what I mean? That vintage classic leather, weathered leather smell. And it just smells like nostalgic winning. I don't know how else to put it, you guys. It smells like when Notre Dame was elite. I don't know how to make that make sense. If you think I'm crazy for saying that, but it's like I retroactively feel like a winner by having this on from a time period where we used to win. It literally smells like Notre Dame being elite at football. That's the scent on this jacket. And it hasn't gone away all those decades, all those years. It hasn't gone away. It reeks like winning. And I love it. It fills my soul. I put this thing on and I just feel like more of a winner knowing it's from that time and it's an original. And that it saw winning. And I know some of you are probably like, dude, what is wrong with this guy? It's just a Notre Dame jacket, bro. Just put it on and walk outside. Nothing's that simple with me when it's Notre Dame. Everything turns into an existential discussion. But the fact that Jack wants this to live on through me and instead of in his closet and live on the memory of his dad and carry it on for Jack, it means the world to me. But damn it if it doesn't smell like Notre Dame's elite. Now, let me show you a couple other features. Check this out. Where is it? Let's start here. In the pockets, there's little goodies that came in the pockets of this. You're going to love this. Here's number one in the left pocket. The Heisman Collection playing cards in the pocket of this jacket it came with. Oh, looky here, a little guy named Timmy Brown. Oh, John Hewitt. We got all the Notre Dame guys. Lattner, Hart, Lujack, Bertelli. It's unbelievable. So I love this. So in one pocket, we have the early version of all the Heisman winners. You know, these are not modern because this is all very old. And so we got Timmy Brown on there, but I love the fact that these are in the pocket. Like, you just carry it around to remember your winners everywhere you go. I absolutely love it. So that's a really nice little addition to this ensemble. Now check this out though. This is amazing. You want to talk about vintage stuff? Look what's in the right-hand pocket. How about Notre Dame number one national championship? Can you see that? Number one national championship matches still in the pocket of this jacket. Ah, they smell like winning too. Charcoal and fireworks, but winning too. Just, oh, it's beautiful. So look at it. And again, it's a timepiece. So think about it. Like, I just don't see them making national championship Notre Dame helmet matchbooks anymore. Number one is because we don't win championships. Number two is I just don't think anybody would think that would be something you would need to make anymore. But here we have number one national championship shaped like a helmet, Notre Dame matches. And then we have another matchbook from Notre Dame over here as well. A simple gold one with the dome on the other side. So again, I'm all loaded up. I got my matches, my vintage matches from when we used to win stuff in one pocket. And if I ever get depressed about our talent, I could look at all of our Heisman winners in the other. So I just got to say, like, this is the type of thing that means the world to somebody like me. Because I'm a weird guy and I think about things differently. And like, things that don't seem like a big deal to some people are a big deal to me. And then some things that seem like a big deal to other people aren't a big deal to me. But the whole backstory of this with my relationship with Jack his relationship with his father, how this all connects with Notre Dame. You saw the picture of Jack's dad in the cover with the rocket. I think that was for that, before that Tennessee game. Like, having all of that history and then Jack wanting it to live on with me, it just, that's the kind of Notre Dame-y stuff that means the world to me. And he said, John, literally, Rudy, you're born to wear that jacket and it fits you. It suits you. You earn it. You're on this crusade of Notre Dame, you know, you doing your Notre Dame thing. And he wanted me to have it and to show it off and to keep it alive and keep those memories alive and those stories alive from all those decades when we used to be the damn best. It just means the world to me. And I'm not going to stop saying this. The number one thing about all of it is that smell. I don't know how to describe it other than it. This jacket smells like Notre Dame winning. It just smells like Notre Dame winning. That's the scent of the jacket. It smells like Notre Dame being elite. Like if that had a smell, this is the smell. I could breathe it in and I feel like filled with it, like a nostalgia spirit of like back to a time when we ruled the land. Like it's just different. So I can't tell you how much this means to me. I know Jack will see this and I'm going to meet with Jack in late February, get over to campus. He has people to talk to. I have people I need to meet with. And we both have people we're going to meet with together. We have some stuff to do. It just means the world to me, man, that this kind of stuff is the little stuff that keeps me going. So take a look at it again in the big old Notre Dame on the back. Baby, we're cooking now. So Jack, I can't thank you enough for even thinking of this idea and trusting me with this item that has been in your family for decades and that you and your dad had a connection over. I will honor it. I'll take care of it and I'll show it off, but I can't thank Jack enough. What an amazing gift. So thanks, Jack. I hope you guys like this. It's just a unique thing. And I wanted to get you guys involved. Let me know what you think. Thanks again, Jack.